Among the many questions remaining as President-elect Trump prepares to take office is whether media coverage gave him an advantage. A new study from Harvard's Shorenstein Center on Media Politics and Public Policy suggests that the answer is yes. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks explains.
The Harvard study analyzed election reporting from five television networks, including CNN and Fox, and five major newspapers, including the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. It found that coverage of the entire presidential campaign was overwhelmingly negative. For example, on the question of the candidates' fitness for office, including their personal qualities, leadership abilities, and ethical standards, the coverage of Trump and Clinton was equally critical. 87% of the stories were negative and only 13% positive. But Thomas Patterson, a professor of government and the press who led the study, says that probably helped Trump.
If you're both equally bad and you think it's time for a change, you go for the change.
So an equal opportunity bashing then is going to advantage, in this case, Trump.
The out party. And in this case, it happened to be Trump.
Patterson's study found that attacks, controversy, and polls, the so-called horse race, accounted for 60% of the coverage, while just 10% focused on policy. And when they did, Patterson says those stories were usually negative as well.
When you look at the coverage of subjects like immigration, Muslims, trade policy, health care, those were on about 4-5 to 1 negative as well. So that also helps the out party.
And he says that hurt Clinton, who tried to run a policy-heavy campaign but struggled to get past the press's appetite for attacks. But it might not be fair to blame the press entirely for the negative focus. A study by Lynn Vavrick, a political scientist at the University of California, found that both Clinton and Trump spent most of their advertising dollars attacking each other's characters. In fact, Clinton's ads did little else. Vavrick found that more than 3/4 of her ads were devoted to ripping into Trump, while only 9% focused on jobs and the economy. So the press might like to cover political attacks, but both campaigns gave them plenty of material. But on the big issues that define the election, Tom Patterson of Harvard faults the press for creating false equivalencies between the two candidates. For example, he says the media mentioned Clinton's emails far more often than Trump's treatment of women, his tax returns, his business dealings, or his remarks about Muslims.
The press has long had this problem. They've got a little bit of a he said, she said model where they just simply put out what this side said and what that side said and then leave it to the audience to kind of sort those things out. You know, that's not quite the job that the public needs from the journalist.
But this campaign, with a non-traditional candidate who played by his own rules, provided a particular challenge for reporters, according to Ron Elving, a senior editor at NPR and a veteran political journalist. Elving agrees with Patterson about the challenge of false equivalencies, but he says that was hard to avoid when Trump was offering so much controversial material.
From Access Hollywood to the Russian connection to the way he talked about his opponents during the primaries and the things that they said about him, all of that wealth of material has to be in some sense or another balanced. So what do you talk about with Hillary Clinton? You talk about the controversy over her email server.
Elving says journalists have relied on that kind of so-called balance for generations, leaving it up to the public to make their judgments. But with the rise of fake news and a TV celebrity candidate who was so adept at dominating the headlines, Elving says this election might have revealed some of the limitations of traditional political journalism.
It's under a great deal of pressure because of the commercial forces of our time, because of the political forces of our time, and because we can't always know how the audience is going to react to our efforts to be balanced.
That's why Tom Patterson of Harvard says political journalists need to do more than report what the candidates say or allege. He says they need to be gatekeepers who help the public sort through the competing claims and narratives they offer.
I think journalists have got to figure out this is a very different terrain than it was 20 or 30 years ago, where we're getting into a fact-free zone. I think that's not good for our democracy.
Patterson says the Trump transition is already dwelling in a fact-free zone. That's where a president-elect claims that he lost the popular vote because millions of people voted illegally, even though there are no facts to back that up. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.